Well, good morning. Welcome to the roundtable. It is Friday morning. It's the 7th of February. It's a delight to have you all with us. It's a kind of a crummy day. I know a lot of schools are closed, and the weather is in flux. It's warmer, and it's icy and raining.
Matching the mood of the nation. It's just a big mess.
It is. It's a big mess. And it is. Matching the mood of the nation. So we're gonna talk about all kinds of topics this morning. We'll depress the hell out of you, I promise. And also, but the great light will be that we are going to raise lots of money for the radio station and get ready for the fund drive, which officially begins on Monday. And we want to keep that very, very short so we continue to have conversations exactly like this one. So, let me introduce everybody, and then we'll get started. First, for some reason, I think Ray Graff owed you a cup of coffee. That is for you, sir, David Soares. I don't know what the bet was.
This is Mr. Graff's humility brewed coffee.
Okay, I don't know what the bet was. Maybe I don't want to know what the bet was, but congratulations on winning it. let me introduce everybody to you. Alan Chartok is here. Good morning, Alan. How are you? Are you ready for a fun drive, my friend?
My stomach is falling out, just very concerned about whether this thing can be done so that we can keep on doing what we're doing, Joe. It's so important.
We'll get to the totals and stuff in a minute, and we'll talk about whether there's good news there and bad news. Not bad news, but, we have work to do. So we'll talk about that, and we'll get it done. That'll all be good. Also, let me introduce senior fellow and visiting professor at Bennington College, founder of Beyond Plastics, former EPA regional administrator Judith Eng. Good morning, Judith.
Good morning. Great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you here.
Coming up, right? Big thing coming up.
Oh, yeah. I'm speaking at Siena College this Wednesday. The topic is ocean or plastic, moving beyond plastics. It's free and open to the public, 6 o'clock this Wednesday at Siena in the dining hall building.
We were told yesterday by Vera Carius-Kelly that just follow the signs.
Yes.
Yeah. So there will be signs, and you just go to Siena, and you'll figure out how to get there.
Thanks for the plug.
Yes, excellent.
It's for Beyond Plastics, and Vera and her students are very involved, and I'm delighted to be back at Siena.
Well, good to have you doing that, and thank you very much for sharing with us. We'll remind folks later on as well. Albany County District Attorney David Soares is in the house.
Yay.
I missed you last week, man.
Man, I miss you too. I feel like I'm back in class with the teacher. We've had a substitute. I haven't necessarily done all of my homework. We've kidded around a lot, but here's the teacher's back. So
you're all dressed up today. You going somewhere special?
I have to. I'm speaking about heart health today. So
really?
I've got
the
my red and lapel.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you. You look like you're ready to speak.
Thank you.
Good for you. Also, investigative journalist and UAlbany adjunct professor Rosemary Armeo. Good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning.
How are you? You feeling better?
I still have a little cold. It lingers.
Yeah, it lingers. Yeah. But well.
Yeah, I'll live.
Yeah.
Should we have worn face masks today?
I was just going to say.
No, you all should.
What's the infection rate? How long does it take? So today is Friday.
What is the incubation time?
Yes. We're back on the air on Monday raising the last of this money, hopefully. So how long does it take to infect us?
I may have put the team out of commission. Oh, no, I hope not.
I just want to know, are we talking about our male virus or the coronavirus?
Well, it's hard to say.
I think we're just talking about being sick in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll power through, Rosemary. We'll power through.
Okay. Right.
We have to, because we have a lot of money to raise. Hey, want a total, everybody? Here we are in the lockbox. We are at now. You will remember that Alan said this from the very beginning as we started this process, just a few short weeks ago, that we needed to get to $800,000 before. In the lockbox before the fund drive. And we all said, what? But here we are with just a few days to go. We have $775,086.
Wow. Wow.
So that means we need to make about $24,900. And is that right? No, we need to raise $20,000.
We need the rest of it.
Yeah, we need $19,000. $900. We need $19,900.
Wow.
And that'll bring us $5,000 short. However, Anonymous right?
Yes, Anonymous from New York, New York, put up an amazing amount of money, $5,000. She said, oh, just $5,000? We've had $10,000. Wait a second. $5,000? Imagine giving WAMC. You know, Joe, you said before I took some psychological exception to it. You said,
uh-oh.
No, not at all. You're not
okay.
in trouble. Your your radio station, the radio station. You know, I've always thought WAMC is more than a radio station.
Yes.
I think it's a group of us, all of us. Who,
well, it's a family. It's a
yes,
community.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's the friend you call when she dumps you.
What?
You know, it's the companion. It's the
okay,
best friend.
Okay, get out.
It, well, gets, it just gets you through the day. I mean, it's
well,
it's,
Mr. Hart. We'll put that on a T-shirt.
I saw in the paper this morning that your friend and buddy Cyrus Vance is in a little trouble in New York. A whole bunch of people wrote letters talking about his inability to push on certain sex crimes.
I have to tell you that for those of us who work very closely with Cy, what that man has done in the world of sex crimes, we get beyond the headlines, right? Get beyond it. You know, this is a man who's provided rape kits to the entire country. Last year, there was over 100 cold cases that had been that would not have been made but for the generosity of the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. So he's taken on a whole lot, done a lot in for domestic violence, specifically rape cases, not only in the state of New York but also throughout the country.
Well, thanks for setting me straight.
So we do want to – we have a lot of things to set straight, and that is talk about what happened yesterday and what is what we're looking to what will be happening over the next several days. Before we do that, however, just a reminder, the phone number is 1-800-323-9262. Believe it or not, I don't think we've said that yet.
Operators are standing by.
1-800-323-9262. I spent about an hour looking for
Lewis Aluminum,
Lewis Aluminum yesterday.
Didn't find it?
No. I was just thought, how great would it be if I could find it?
It's so interesting that before everybody had a smartphone, right? And before everybody had was on top of all of this stuff, history wasn't happening.
Right. It used to be bar bets, but you don't even have bar bets anymore because that was why Guinness Book of World Records. Like, people started asking questions, and then there was the book with the answers in it. Now you just Google everything.
My mother was a very important person on the west side of Manhattan and running the educational establishment there. I tell you, you go there and you can't find her. That's just wrong, don't you think?
That is wrong.
It's wrong.
We have a lot of money to make. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We have $19,800 to go, and we only have until 10:50 this morning, so that's an hour and a half. We can certainly do it. We have done it. We have a pretty good record with these this week. We don't want to screw it up, especially because it gets us to where our goal is from the very beginning. It's a lot of money, but we get $5,000 on the table. So,
and Friday panel takes it very seriously. I mean, this is going to determine whether I have a great day or I feel like a failure.
Friday panel does take it seriously.
David. It's very emotional for us.
That's very interesting that you say that.
If
you give now, you will feel better all day long.
I'm saying that how the rest of my day goes depends on the wonderful people listening and their ability to get us over the hump.
Yeah. All right.
And by the way, can I just say one more thing, Joe? I know I'm talking too much. But,
no, you're fine.
I just want to take a moment to thank the thousands of people who have put this money to get us at the $775 now. I mean, just think of all the money, all the $1,000 people put in, all the $5,000, all the challenges, all the $5. It's amazing. It's amazing what a group we have, and I really am just so thankful for all of
you. Can I just follow up on that, Alan, and just say that the reason I think people are so generous and willing to come to save the day is because people treasure the discussions that go on in the station. It's not the filtered political discussions that go on, whether you're a person watching MSNBC or Fox News. They get the truth, and there's a sense of honesty that they get to listen to every day.
That's really well put, and I so appreciate that. When we started the roundtable, we started with an hour, and then we went to an hour and a half, and now we're at 2 hours, and people are really looking to us. And I have to say, we're not surprised these days when we get a call from Rich Has a Party. Do you all know who he is? He's Andrew's guy.
Executive assistant.
How you say that? Executive assistant. And he calls and says, the governor wants to come on today. The governor, being a very bright guy and very focused, does not come on to this radio station because it's out of, you know, just good, warm feelings. He comes on because he knows this is the way to get the word out. And boy, does it get out. Yep. Every paper, even Fox News.
Not good warm feelings.
What'd you say?
Not good warm feelings. 1-800-323.
Well, maybe
you know,
some of that.
Certainly go with them. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. $5,000 challenge going for $800,000. We need $19,500 now. We welcome you. Please call. Do what you can. Go to your computer. It's WAMC.org if you go that route, or you can call us up 1-800-323-9262.
And then we get $5,000.
$5,000. It'll bring us to $800,000 in the lockbox.
Wow.
By 10:50 this morning. So we got to get going. All right, everybody. Well, what the hell happened yesterday? We were on the air yesterday when the president spoke at the prayer breakfast, and we were
not
aware,
very prayerful.
We were aware of what was happening, and none of it was all that much of a surprise. Then at noon, around 12:20. We aired it live here. We thought it would be about 15 minutes. It was over an hour, and it was an hour and a half of coverage, and it was really something. It was a rant, and it was off the rails a little bit, a lot, and I am curious as to what the panel makes of this, especially in the light of at least two senators, Lamar Alexander and Susan Collins, who said, well, you know, look, the president's going to learn his lesson after you've been impeached. You certainly are going to be wary and not do anything like that ever again. And then you watched that press conference and said, well, I hope those two senators.
And he loaded the room with his acolytes who applauded on. But I have to tell you, I was bent over. I literally had to hold my stomach. I was so depressed and so upset about this, and I kept thinking the same thing. This is how fascism begins.
We had the newspapers, which I thought was funny because he's always talking about the fake media, or fake news. So I thought that was funny, and holding up the paper. What do you think, Judith?
Well, I think he's really unstable, the understatement of the year, and I think this is a frightening time for the nation. He's out for retribution. He feels so wronged. You know, this is a guy who was born rich, has made a lot of money, and yet the grievances that he embraces every day is just amazing. Remember, right after he believed he was cleared in the Mueller report was when he made the infamous call to the president of the Ukraine. And so I think we've got to look at the next few days. I think in the next few weeks, I think he'll do some terrible things. You know, his calling card now is retribution. And I think this just is a very perilous time. I mean, I'm not even going to comment on how inappropriate it is to swear in the East Room of the White House. To, you know, use phrases like the FBI leadership is top scum. I didn't know scum had a pecking order. Leadership that he appointed, by the way. But something that Alan said, I think, is equally important. You know, we're not surprised when the president is unhinged like that, although yesterday did seem worse than usual. But his enablers, the people in the audience, this was the leadership of the Republican Party and his cabinet. They were laughing at his jokes. They gave him a standing ovation. They were all smiles. They are complicit. And there are just no guardrails, not only on the president, but also the Republican Party.
They were placating a moronic infant. And
that's another way to put it.
I
that's another good T-shirt, actually. Yeah. Placating a moronic infants.
I sat back and watched, and you know, first of all, the most apparent thing, the most glaring thing, was we now know who's in charge, right? Mm-hmm. We now know who is making all of the decisions in the White House, and that's him. Right? Because there's no one who could be possibly a professional in this business that would have allowed for him, right, to do that presentation after what he had done in the morning, you know, at the prayer breakfast, right? Because he literally embarrassed himself to a specific group of people that were there. It was covered. But he managed to step on himself again in the afternoon.
It was frightening. It was really frightening.
And there was a point during the address in the afternoon where he said, "What I said was so outrageous this morning, but this will erase that and take it right." I mean, he was almost aware of it, yeah, that he was going to go off the.
So Joe, he knows what he's doing. That's the point.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. I got to stop everybody because Mike just whispered in my ear and reminded me we have to go take a break. So in the meantime, let's make some money. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
Come on,
WAMC.org. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. Alan Chartok, Judith Eng, David Soares, and Rosemary Armeo. It's the Friday before the fund drive officially begins. We've been working on the lockbox for a while, and we already have over $775,000 in the lockbox. We need to make $19,309 to make our goal this morning for a $5,000 challenge.
So, Joe, is it moving at all?
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the way this always works is it starts a little slowly, and then we get the whoosh factor.
Yes.
And people start to really take this seriously. But you all know what's at stake here.
I think we're in the pre-whoosh stage.
Stop torturing us and just call now.
We are really close to that $800,000. We've never done anything like this before. $800,000 mark, and we can do it. We know that if we can do it in the morning, that's generally when it happens. Hey, Rosemary, you were going to say something before, weren't you?
Yeah, I was going to say that. I thought the most scary thing about yesterday was nothing Trump said, but the report from Barr that from now on, anybody who wants to do any investigation, mm-hmm, of the candidates in 2020 have to go through him, which means Trump can do anything because he'll never.
Well, it is the worst part of this. I want to go to David Soares on this because, David, you're the lawyer among us. The idea that the administration of the law won't happen because this guy is there. They couldn't enforce subpoenas from the House or anything else because it would have been done by the Justice Department.
It has taken hundreds of years to create the wonderful democracy that has been the model of the world. And apparently it only takes 3 years. 3+ years to destroy it, utterly destroy it. Mr. Barr, you know, it's interesting. I'm a young lawyer. I sit back and I watch Adam Schiff, and this has nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with party. But I watch Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff gets up, he makes the most compelling arguments, and he's brilliant at it. And as a lawyer, you sit back, you say, wow, that guy is something special. And then you look at Mr. Barr, who was supposed to be above politics, right? A dispassionate review of the facts and an application of the law. This man doesn't even hide the fact that he is paid for and is a puppet to Donald Trump. And he's a disgrace. He is a disgrace. And quite honestly, you know, it's funny because here is a man in the president who's always the first to point the finger at something, to call someone names, right? Talks about the deep state. He has systematically, within 3 years, attempted to create a deep state structure in every single facet of our government. And I find that simply incredible. And you know, watching the senators. And I'm going to say it because it's the first time you and I have seen each other, Judith. But Miss Collins, you know, watching these senators basically just throw mud all over themselves in an attempt to appear to be reasonable is the most disgusting thing. And not one single forefather, architect of the Constitution could have ever seen the possibility of an entire party, an entire part of our democracy, and balance of power just subjugate themselves to a fool. I mean, to a fool.
Well, he's not a fool in that he's the president of the United States. So he thinks, hey, success is what's important. Getting there is what's important. It doesn't matter what I represent or what I do, as long as I can do that again.
The people of this country have to wake up. The first time I fell off my chair with this person making a public statement, he made this reference. He said, he coined this phrase, talked about a blue-collar billionaire, blue-collar billionaire. Right? I'm like, what? A blue-collar billionaire? I mean, both words start with B, but why? You don't even put those two words together. And now what we're talking about this year in his State of the State, the blue-collar boom. Blue-collar boom?
You know, maybe this is inappropriate, and I apologize in advance for saying it.
you getting ready, Judith? Go ahead.
Maybe it's inappropriate. Harvey Weinstein is on trial right now, right? And been accused of the most heinous of rapes and attacks and all the rest of it. We have a president of the United States who has similar charges that have been made by women against him, and nobody can touch him. Harvey will end up in jail. But the president,
or maybe
we
not.
Hope.
But no. The president of the might end up in jail. But the president of the United States has no consequences because he's president. He sees himself as king.
I will tell you this, please don't hate me for this, but you know, when this man appeared on the scene, I like everyone else just thought it was impossible for a fool like this to ever be elected by the people of the United States. In fact, I never panicked, not at all, until he was elected. And then I said to myself, he's never going to survive. He's just a fool. And then I watched this man go stumble from one thing to another to another. I never could have imagined that he would have enlisted, right, the assistance of the entire Republican caucus. Right, in Congress, to facilitate, to aid and abet this man.
They are going down in history as some of the worst people who ever lived. I am sure of it. They have no guts. They're willing to tell each other and to reporters off the record that he's bad news. We have all of the tapes of all of those people, Lindsey Graham and everybody, saying the most incredible things about the guy. And if the Democrats have one sense of what they should be doing in this campaign, they should be putting up Lindsey Graham saying this one day and each of the other guys who said something about him.
Well, I suspect Mitt Romney will be the poster child for every Democratic ad, you know, that against the president once the general election starts.
Well, the New York Times 2 days ago had a really interesting op-ed by Senator Sherwood Brown of Ohio.
Yes.
That in private, Republicans admit they acquitted Trump out of fear. I'm growing really weary of all the reports that privately Republicans say this. But they're afraid of the Trump base, particularly if they have a primary. And it's
particularly if they've ever done something wrong in their past.
I think it's a little bit more than afraid of the base. And I think when instead of putting an ethical lawyer to lead the America's premier law enforcement institution, instead of putting an ethical person in that place, you put the puppy who fetches whenever you direct in the form of William Barr. I think these elected officials are a little more concerned than just with the base. I think they're concerned that, you know, maybe there'll be an investigation about them or
yeah,
a family
because
member.
A bunch of them are, you know, barely, profiled. They're not. Yeah, I hear you on that. But I think what they most care about is getting reelected. And that if they cross Trump, you know, Trump just has to say their name. He's like an electoral vigilante. You know, you say one thing cross about the president, he's going to go after you.
and then you're in trouble in your primary.
And you never know. You know, this morning there are reports all over CNN and everything else that Mulvaney's head is on the chopping block. In other words,
that's no surprise. Good. He's got Mark Meadows hanging, panting like a little puppy next to him at all of his meetings, and that looks like who's going to get the job take it. Yeah. But Mark Meadows also has eyes on Trump's job himself, so he may not take it.
Everyone got thanked yesterday except for Rudy.
Haven't you seen the
America's
movie?
America's lawyer.
Haven't you seen the movie? Did you read the script? It's like North Korea. You know, whenever there is some controversy, and as soon as that controversy passes, someone always has to go down for it, right?
Right.
There must be someone who is sacrificed.
I think the pardons are going to come out soon.
The what? I'm sorry.
The pardons.
Yeah.
Oh, the pardons.
I don't think he's going to wait till re-election. I think he's going to do that soon.
But he can do it right after the November election and not pay a political price.
Who's he pardoning?
Oh, all the guys are in jail.
Roger Stone.
Yeah, Roger Stone in particular. It's been quiet on that. One last thing about Rudy, if I can.
Of course. And that is that Rudy has made it clear that he is just as desperate as this president is and that he will throw the president under the bus.
He has insurance.
If he has to. If he says, quote, I have insurance.
Yeah, maybe that's why he's been a little quiet lately.
Mm-hmm. I just don't believe there's anything that can be revealed about Trump at this point that would make a difference.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point.
I don't think Rudy has anything.
So as desperate as our democracy seems right now, the Trump we saw yesterday is turning off a lot of swing voters, a lot of suburban women voters. And I know that he's up in the polls in the past week, and that always happens.
It's so funny when you say up in the polls. It's like he was 49, now he's 50. That's amazing.
Well, that's high for him.
Yeah.
He's usually between 36 and 42. But you get the post-acquittal bump, although he is still impeached. But I think the histrionics yesterday just reminds us how exhausted
the nation is.
And I think swing voters care, and I think this pushes voters away from him.
So what's the 50% about?
I think it's, Bill Clinton was at 76% after he was impeached. People, they don't like their president to be picked on. So there's a little uptick, and then it'll go down. I'm confident it's going to go down. The more he speaks to his base, the more he alienates swing voters and independents.
We have to go to a break, but that was a deep sigh, Rosemary.
Yeah, I wish I thought that was true, but I don't. When his rallies were being covered by CNN and others full length during the last election, it helped him.
That's why I felt bad about yesterday, because that's what we were doing, right? Yeah. I mean, I know we're covering the president of the United States, but that was...
You have no choice. He's the president.
By the way, we didn't have any choice, but Joe was really upset that NPR had grabbed this thing put it on the air.
There was a couple times ago when he was doing one of these, and MSNBC just finally said, okay, enough, and they backed out of it. And I respect that decision.
You could do a split screen. You could have the speech, and then you could have a psychologist on next talking about what this means.
So you're onto something here, and I think you're going to break, so we'll talk about it.
Are we making any progress?
Yes.
Here?
Well, sort of. We have $18,800
to
go.
We're not moving fast. This is bad.
This is bad.
I'm telling you all, this is bad. We have the chance to get to $800,000 to get $5,000 extra. Yes, and it's always an incentive. It's fun, but in the end, it's our station. We all made it. We got to keep it going.
Please do what you can do. Look, we've come so far. We have come to this point where we are just 188 people away of $100 each, 188 people away from making that goal of $800,000. And can we do it in the next hour and 15 minutes? Absolutely. Have we done it before? Absolutely. Will we do it again? Well, that's up to you. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. We will be right back right after this.
Support for WAMC comes from First Light, providing high-speed data, internet, co-location, and voice services to businesses over its own fiber optic network and supported by locally based personnel. FirstLight.net. Hudson Valley Foot Associates, podiatric physicians and surgeons, treating all types of foot problems with offices in Ulster, Dutchess, Columbia, Greene, Orange, Delaware, and Albany counties, hvfa.com. and Adelphi University's Hudson Valley Center, offering graduate social work degree options to fit individual schedules. Open house Tuesday, February 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. adelphi.edu/Hudson Valley.
There were four generations of love on her face. She was so wise, no surprise past her eyes. She'd seen it all. I was a child, or about three or four. All day
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. Very nice to have you with us. We have a great panel this morning. Alan Chartok, Judith Enk, David Soares, and Rosemary Armeo. We are going for the $800,000 in the lockbox, and we just need 186 people.
Joe, our wonderful Amber Sickles just came in and handed me a sheet of paper. I had asked her to break down who has given money in this drive so far.
Yes.
We've gotten about five lousy letters. But in fact, 5,530 donations were made to the lockbox.
Wow.
Think about that. 5,530 donations. 427 of them were from new members and listeners who have never contributed to the station before but have decided to do their part to keep us, all of us, alive. And 1,579 of you have given not once this past year, but a second or third time in order to help the lockbox. And by the way, these numbers are not unique to this fund drive, but numbers have continued to increase. Okay, so that's it. 530 donations made to the lockbox. Okay, and we got letters, but Joe, what do we?
Yeah, so here we are. We need to get right now. We're at we're $18,700 away from where we need to be. $18,600 from where we need to be. And the Friday panel is very much feeling the pressure.
I'm really sweating right now.
Yeah. So
it's all on David Soares.
It's all on the guy who needs votes.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC or WAMC.org. Okay, we'll go to the letters, but remember, we need your help. We got a lot of money to make in about an hour and 10 minutes. 1-800-323-9262. $5,000 at stake. It's to get us to the $800,000. It's really, I don't think I'm telling tales out of school here, but we are hoping that if everything works the way we want it to work, we hope to have a panel on Monday morning. We can do that and have the fund drive done by panel time if we do all of this. So we're just working ahead, and on that panel we won't even have to beg for money. So that's great.
Can we just say this, like, to your listeners? If one day you'd like to see this current president locked up in a box, then give to the lockbox now.
I like
Can we
it.
Just say that?
Another T-shirt.
You just did.
5,530 people have already donated just to this lockbox. Be one of them. You know, Pete used to talk about the chain, every link in every chain. If the chain goes bad, it doesn't work. Be a link in that chain and do what you can. And we heard from Susan, who said, thank you, Alan. In your opening remarks today, referring to the disgusting rant we witnessed yesterday, you said, Erde, quote, this is how fascism begins. Thank you. Finally, I heard a journalist name the elephant in the room. I wish national TV reporters would start using this word instead of authoritarianism, plutocracy, white nationalism, etc. It's fascism. We need to wake up, says Susan. And DeWitt says, acquitted. What a beautiful word. Now maybe we can get on to real business, not the partisan politics that are killing this country. Viva Trump! Now it's time to set the sights on the next 4 years. And by the way, Skeletor Nancy's got to go, along with the Big Head Nadler and Shifty Shift. Go get them, Don. 4 more years. 4 more years.
Yeah, that's the way to end the partisanship. Call more names. Cute. Yeah. Very cute.
You send them and we read them. Do I think that somebody's out there organizing some of this? Yeah, I do. Anyway, Tracy, celebration, Republicans' vindication. Maybe we can call it the new celebration party. I listened to Trump's rant yesterday and found it vituperative, abusive, scurrilous, scathing, sarcastic, contumelious. Anybody know that word, contumelious?
No, but
I tell you what, that's one lady I don't want yelling at me because I won't even understand what she's saying.
Didn't need a dictionary while you're with her.
Defamatory, derisive, misogynistic, insulting. This is a new word for me. Opprobrious.
I tell you what, this is the, yeah, this.
And victim and vindictive.
It was contumelious?
The word was, the first word was... contumelious. Contumelious.
Can you imagine coming home from work without and you forget the milk?
Okay, and then the other thing was opprobrious. Vindictive to say the least.
We get the point.
Oh, scornful and insulting.
Yeah.
Insolent.
Okay. And yet, the people in the room swallowed it, accepted it, applauded it. I was appalled that they even decided that's the White House room, not here.
Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't have been there if they didn't.
Yeah. I was appalled that they even decided to make this a public event. They didn't decide. He decided. And everyone must stand up alongside Mitt Romney or their neighbor.
You know, watching the people in that room yesterday,
yeah.
I had these flashbacks. And I know this probably won't make a lot of sense to a lot of people. I'm the youngest of five. I have three older sisters, which means—
I'm the oldest of five.
The youngest of five.
As a young—
I have a twin.
As the youngest of five, I had to
You're
suffer
five,
through
right?
all of my of sister's soap operas.
You are the
right?
oldest of five? This says a lot on this panel.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I had to suffer
restless.
Through all of their soap operas, and then there was like Dynasty, right? And all the evil, like wealthy characters.
Right.
I'm watching this press conference yesterday, and I'm looking at Ivanka. I'm like, oh my God, this is real. This is happening.
It's Dallas.
Like, yes.
It's Dallas.
It's like these bad people are now in charge
it's
of our
true.
Government.
Yeah,
Phyllis says, Susan Collins, I think we have always had an expectation that Susan Collins has the backbone of Margaret Chase Smith. I remember Margaret Chase Smith and Susan Collins
say
is
SpongeBob.
No. Is,
yeah.
And Susan Collins is no Margaret Chase Smith. And that's Phyllis from Benson, Vermont. Phyllis, I have not had that expectation. I think Rosemary and I have been saying from day one on this panel that this woman will go wrong.
Do not put
every
your trust
single
in her.
I believe it was Judith who once defended her. But
Once. I was wrong. David remembers everything.
That's because I'm the youngest of five. That's how I survived.
Revenge, yeah.
And that's from Phyllis. Did,
what was it that made you give her a chance once? Do you remember?
I was just having an optimistic day. I think it was on Kavanaugh. I was just desperate on Kavanaugh.
Really?
She almost voted against him.
Oh,
I was wrong.
Can someone tell me what vituperative means before I use it to describe Susan Collins?
$17,900.
Come on, everybody.
We've
got to do this.
1-800-323-9262.
I'm not happy about this. I'll tell you right now.
No.
It's got to go.
Race coming on, so you know we're getting some cash.
Yeah, 1-800-323-9262. We have 4 minutes before we go over to Mr. Graff. We're going to read some letters, but we need your help. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. $17,800. 178 people now.
We really need you. Christopher says, destruction of democracy. Hello, panel. I appreciate how you say that Trump is destroying democracy. He is. But democracy has been under attack since democracy was affirmed in this country. Even the founding fathers did not agree as to how democratic America should be. And Lincoln suspended habeas corpus. Nixon is taking us off the gold standard. Bush's Patriot Act were all major examples of the destruction of democracy. We've been trimming around the edges of democracy for a while. Trump is just the master at it. Thank you, Christopher from Gilderland. And Neil writes, I disagree with Alan. Trump did not get elected because he is smart. He's a remarkably ignorant and stupid man. However, he has one big advantage. He's a sociopath. Sociopaths have no moral code. Their only goal is self-gratification. Unlike the rest of us, sociopaths feel no need to follow any rules. They can do whatever they like, lie, cheat, steal, even kill, with no feelings of guilt or shame. That is a big advantage in life and politics, and that is how Trump won. I demand the right to respond to Neil. The answer is, I agree with you, Neil. We are not on different pages. I think he is that, but I think as a sociopath, he knows how to sell the potatoes. It's that simple.
1-800-323-9262, 177 people. 177 people.
Okay, everybody. We won't do it without you. Just do something. If you've got $1,000, that's $3 a day. Whatever you can do, do it now. Don't wait. We're so close to that $800,000 mark.
One hour and 3 minutes.
Okay. And Eric says, mixed ticket, Bloomberg, Romney, a mixed ticket that could heal the nation.
You think politics doesn't work that way. I mean, Romney disagrees with Bloomberg on nearly everything, other than, you know, they both don't like Trump. That's not enough to make a ticket. Plus, two old white guys.
Right. Skip says, bags. Great show, panel, and congrats on the lockbox. Not yet. Judith, what happens to all the unused plastic bags that stores can't hand out on March 1st? Do they go to the dump? Skip.
Well, the stores have known since last April that the March 1 deadline was coming. I doubt any store is going to ship a supply of bags to the landfill. They can give it to stores in another state.
Well, they'll still go to the, but that's no good because they'll still go in the whale's tummy.
Yeah, possibly if it's littered. But, you know, the big chains have been doing a really good job in getting ready. Price Chopper's been on this, Hannaford, others. I'm not too worried about that being a problem. I'm worried about many other things related to the law, but not that.
And Richard said, can't take much more. Please give us some hope. Poll numbers, surveys, anything that points to an end to Trump's evil attack on freedom and democracy. New article in Atlantic. McKay Coppins, the billion-dollar disinformation campaign about Trump's very sophisticated digital army waging an alarming disinformation war. Alarming, to say the least, and that's from Richard.
Rosemary.
I share Richard's concern.
Rosemary?
And you ought to. The Iowa showed, if nothing else, mm-hmm. The whole app thing was supposed to help the Democrats rise to the level of knowledge of this stuff, digital stuff that Trump has, and obviously they did not.
I'm sorry, Rosemary. We are in the 16,000s.
Oh, come on, everybody. Come on.
$16,900. We have...
Give us some hope.
We have
hope?
1 hour. Yeah. That does give you hope. That will give you hope.
It does.
1-800-323-9262. You'll feel better. $16,000 in 1 hour. We can do it. We'll get to the $800,000, and all will be right with the world.
As I have said so many times, Joe, we're all in this together.
Absolutely.
And when things get tough, and they are really tough now, that was miserable yesterday. We know it. But you have this institution, this WAMC, and together we can keep it going. Don't let it die like everything else. 1-800-323-9262. And if that's not enough, 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Straighten up and fly right.
Diane Reeves, the beautiful voice of Diane Reeves, who will be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall this Sunday, February 9th at 3 o'clock. Mm. You can find out more by going to troymusichall.org. The entire playlist of the tracks that we've been playing this morning are on our website as well, wamc.org/roundtable. Sunday the 9th, what did I say?
Yeah, no, you did.
Yeah, Sunday the 9th at 3 o'clock.
Happy birthday, Ginny.
Excellent. All right, Alan, we are
give me hope.
We need $15,800, so 158 people will do it.
1-800-323-9262. We have less than an hour, right?
Yes, we do, sir. We have 53 minutes.
Okay, everybody, this is it. We have it within us to get to the 800. $500,000 mark. In the lockbox, this was unthinkable. And it was unthinkable, and we are going to do it if everybody does one thing. 500,000 people listen to this radio station every month. Think about that, folks. That's a lot of people. If you just move to a phone now, we'll make it. I'm asking whether it's $5 or $1,000. But the one thing we can't do is turn our backs on it, because if we lose this institution, we have lost a great deal.
$15,800 is what we need. We have a $5,000 challenge. All of this because we're where we want to be, in the sense that $800,000 was the goal, and we are just $15,764 away from that goal.
Don't throw cold water on it. You know, Kevin wrote us and said, no history. There will be no history. There is none. There will be no history. There is none now. There's only the last day, the last hour, the last minute, the last meme. Remember Santayana, Kevin. And then we heard from Susan, who says, can Barr be impeached? I hope so. Can he?
Yes.
Well, John Mitchell, of course, went to jail. Remember that? Nixon's guy, who showed the way on this.
But it's not going to happen, right?
No. Not yet.
Well, if you're looking about, if you're talking about impeachment, let's remember who makes up the Senate.
Sure. Christine says, spoiler, if Mitt Romney wants to remove Donald Trump from office, he needs to run for president as an independent to allow the Democrat to win. Christine, in all honesty, you could not be more wrong. And I would stake that my reputation on that. He will pull from the Democrats. He will not pull from the Republicans, who now consider him to be an anathema. It won't work. Christine, as much as I admire you, and I do, goodness knows, I just think you're wrong. And Phyllis and Reinbeck, when you discuss various permutations of the bail system, please consider the costs imposed on individuals who have been charged but not convicted of nonviolent crimes. These men and women could lose their job, their home, their custody, their children. Taxpayers will be required to provide food, shelter, and social services for these incarcerated men and women and possibly members of their family, in addition to the costs of, quote, corrections. David Soares, on this bail thing, is this a mistake, not giving the judges more authority?
So here's the argument, and I'll give it to you as straight as I can. The argument is the disproportionate number of poor people who sit and wait for their day in trial solely because they can't afford the bail that is set was brought upon by the abuse of discretion. That is the argument. And so they basically passed this sweeping piece of legislation in the governor's budget without convening subject matter experts to walk them through where they can and as a matter of fact, create reform. So they passed this legislation. 85% of what they passed is fantastic, revolutionary, about time, and just downright awesome. 15% is chock full with unintended consequences that continues to show itself on the front pages of newspapers all throughout the state. Our governor, our Senate Majority Leader, have all expressed a willingness and, you know, prioritizing coming back and revisiting this. And, you know, surgical precision going in and then fixing those things that will impact the 15%. But, you know, bail reform, discovery reform, wonderful things that have happened. But in both cases, we have 15% of that legislation that needs to be corrected.
But a lot of the important part of bail reform, like you shouldn't, you know, if you're affluent and you're low income and you're accused of the same crime, you sit in jail if you don't have the money to get out. As you said, that's equitable. Mm-hmm. And I think most reasonable people would agree with that. And I think the Times Union columnist Chris Churchill has had some excellent columns on this. But the way
you can say that.
Yeah, I did. I don't you think may I'll disagree. Okay. No. But the perception in the media is that, not that 85% is okay, but that, you know, the whole approach,
the whole thing
is
wrong. And so that's where I'm, you know, there's deviation between me and I dare say even my colleagues in law enforcement. Yeah. I won't stand there in a press conference or in any event and say, this is terrible, this is the end mm-hmm. of the world. I want people who have common sense to find common ground to achieve the spirit of what this reform legislation, it's not all or nothing. Mm-hmm. Reasonable people with common sense can find common ground.
And now there's politics.
It's too much politics. But the reason why, you know, they use Chris Porco as the basic example here, right? And I happened to be DA at the time. So at the time, we asked that this person be remanded because we believed he presented a clear and present danger mm-hmm. to the public. At the time, he had no criminal history. The judge reviewed it and set the highest bail. This man got out. Mm-hmm. So this idea that, you know, a poor axe murderer mm-hmm. should have the same right to be free and walk amongst us as a wealthy axe murderer, to me, is just, it defies logic.
It's hard to argue the axe murderer
yeah.
point,
yeah,
but what about the lesser crimes?
You mean like manslaughter?
No, like
that's not fear-mongering.
Like theft.
Well, that's not fear-mongering. When
how about the kid in New York City who stole a knapsack? That's what prompted all of this,
true.
Right?
And so when I say 85% is good, mm-hmm. it's because the 85% is going to look at nonviolent offenses and basically have presumptive release because mm-hmm. I agree with you. We don't mm-hmm. do that here. We don't put people who engage in petty larceny, we don't put them in jail while they're waiting trial. In fact, most of those cases are diverted. So there's really great opportunity to thrust New York, you know, forward and be revolutionary, but not in this reckless
way. So what's the fix, David?
The fix is to revisit bail and to allow judges to have some discretion. Now, when I say some discretion, you can actually legislate what that discretion can be. You can. It's just like in the federal system when you're talking about sentencing, well, they assign points. And then you get this overall range, and then that's where you get your sentencing from. Mm-hmm. You can do the same thing with bail so that those people who are concerned about judicial discretion leading to the exact same result, now you're creating more rigidity where a judge just can't look at someone and make a decision without having to explain and that being – and you can remove the implicit bias out of that process as well. That's one of the examples. Discovery reform, I think, is we're seeing right now in Nassau County where there was an assassination of a witness mm-hmm. in an MS-13 case this week. I think we see the implicit danger here of disclosing personal information of witnesses and victims within 15 days. And so we have to revisit that. But it can be fixed.
David, how did this, it's a flawed law in your view. How did it come to be passed? Was there a model? Was it not considered long enough?
Before you answer that question, can I quickly give
yeah,
a total?
Please.
Great question. I'll let you time
answer.
To answer. But we need $14,800 right now.
We have 45 minutes.
We have 45 minutes to do it in, so that's scary. 1-800-323-9262. It's 45 minutes to make $14,900. So let's go. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
And we are, Joe, on the precipice of a historic event here at WAMC. $800,000 in the lockbox. If everybody just does one little thing, we'll be there. But we only have 45 minutes to do it at 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Only a few minutes to get this done.
$14,900 away from victory. And also, we should note that we get a $5,000 challenge on top of that. So that's great news, but we need you to do it, and we can't miss out on any of this. 1-800-323-9262. Sir, the question that Rosemary re-asked the question.
Gosh, I got to remember. Okay, I'm asking, how did this go so wrong? Good intentions, mm-hmm. lots of bipartisan support of it, and we have a flawed law.
The problem, and it's a historic one, is you've always had a Republican Senate, and you've had these progressive laws that have been proposed in the past, and the District Attorneys Association, along with law enforcement, will go to the Republican Senate, will whisper in their ear, and these things will be batted down. Well, last session, we had this change in leadership
Yay.
In the Senate,
Yay.
Right? Yeah. And so the momentum of all the previous years and all of those efforts, you know, there's a confluence of all of these events that really created this groundswell of opinion. And instead of having hearings, having, you know, discussions with us, and where you have subject matter experts provide testimony and also even debate, fruitful debate, this thing was rushed through and it was put in the governor's budget. And here we are.
OK. And there's a political side to this, too. The Democrats in blue state New York finally defeated the gerrymander, if I may say so, and ended up taking the state Senate. Right? I mean, we know that now. Now, the Republicans, I've interviewed them on the air. We interview everybody, the head of the party and everybody else, are saying we're going to run just on bail reform and we're going to win back those seats we lost because of this. So it's become an entirely, forget about any of the other right or wrong stuff, it's become a political thing in terms of how the Democrats might lose the state Senate.
And this is where my biggest concern comes in, because, again, I'll say this until I am blue in the face, and I probably shouldn't say that. It's a little insensitive. I don't like blue.
No.
Like blue face. Yeah. There is a lot.
You don't
want
to be a Smurf. Wonder,
yeah.
Blue Man Group.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't want. I don't want the 85% of all of the amazing things, because this is historic. It does change our system, and it does change our system for the better. But I think that we can avoid all of the political stuff. Let's just get to a table, open up the books, hash it out, and fix these bills.
And from the Department of Sarcasm, we've heard from Russ. Wise guy politics, he says. I enjoyed the Don's celebration yesterday about beating his latest rap. I felt I was right there in the social club as his praise for his associates and veiled threats of revenge used plenty of colorful jargon. Now that the U.S. government is a family business, I expect we'll see deals done with other international bosses and the territories split between them. 1-800-323-9262. Joe, I am so anxious about this. Are we making any movement here?
We're making movement, but not enough. We are about $14,000 away.
Wow.
So that's still a lot of money in 40 minutes. But we have to do this. We have $5,000. We're going to get to the $800,000 point in the drive. 1-800-323-9262. You can do it online as well. WAMC.org.
People, Joe, do not deprive me of the whoosh, please.
It'll whoosh right over you. I have to say, I do suffer in these moments from KU. Now, you may ask what that disease is. It's Kishka uproar.
I knew what the K was. I thought it was perhaps upset.
Yeah, well, upset or uproar.
Okay.
And I'm feeling it. I feel sorry for Judith, who is sitting next to me. Michael says, broadcasting decisions.
I hope they don't rupture.
I was surprised that WAMC and NPR broadcast the entirety of the Trump show yesterday. And by the way, Michael, you were joined in that by Joe Donahue, who was infuriated by it. After 20 minutes or so it seemed clear there was no substance. Did anyone consider cutting it off and going back to regular programming? I have to admit that I listened to the whole train wreck, but I'd like to hear your thoughts. Thanks, Michael in Germantown.
They should have just rerun the moth.
Yeah, I mean,
well this was
we were all ready, and of course it started late, and it, a lot of it has to do
long.
You don't know when it's going to end, and you have what your
it
next
is,
programming X
end.
Is, and so a lot of those go into the decision.
How much, Joe? How much?
$14,000.
Okay,
I disagree with that.
I apologize. It's $13,900 now. Sorry, David. Go ahead.
I just disagree with that because I think you need to hear this man. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think intelligent people can decide for themselves. Because I would never want this to be a station, because it isn't, that would ever, you know, keep the right. the voices silent from the other side.
I agree with you, but I've heard you say, and many other members of the panel say, that during the 2016 election, that the president was, that the candidate Trump was allowed to go unchecked for hours, and every rally was covered, and that was a media mistake.
People did listen, and they did make a decision based on it. It just isn't the decision we wanted to make.
But I'm not talking about the decision. What I said, I don't know if I said it on air, but at this point, I'm shocked that networks don't have a pool of researchers that are in a room that they can do fact-checking live.
That's what they need to do. When they show the president giving speeches, we need, you know, the clicker on the bottom or the tape on the bottom, untrue. Partially true.
I would love to tell you that that's a great idea, but it isn't, and it would simply be seen. Well, there's no money to do it. It's hugely costly. But even if you did do it, it's simply seen as biased networks, and they're after him. And Fox will never do it. If Fox did it, we'd have something else.
You said great news, Joe. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Fake news.
But but the good news is we need 137 people at $100 each. $13,784.
Into the 13,000s. Let's go, folks.
We only have 38 minutes to go. Everybody, please do what you can do.
Oh boy. I don't like the looks of this. We've heard from Jim, who says Atticus Finch. Yesterday, Trump said we'd have to fight the Democrats to the death. A while ago, David Brooks of the New York Times said on PBS NewsHour that Trump was like a rabid dog, even infecting those around him. How true has that turned out to be? Will it take Atticus Finch to rid us of Trump, Bernie, or Pete can't?
I was watching Donald Trump's speech in that his victory lap speech, and it reminded me of the scene in Goodfellas after the Lufthansa heist, when they all go back to the bar and, you know, Robert De Niro's greeting everybody. We got away with it. That's exactly how this press conference played out.
I have to say that I thought that the Bernie and a Buttigieg, I thought that was almost as bad. I mean, Democrats are not rising above.
It was not almost as bad. You may be disappointed in it, but it's no comparison to the Trump victory lap.
Really?
Stephen said, Winter in America. Dear panel, now that the president has been acquitted, in quotes, and is going after his detractors, is the Southern District of New York insulated as it continues its investigations of him, or is it squarely in the crosshairs? Thanks, as always, for a great conversation. Well, you know what, David? When it gets close, I don't think there's any question about what's going to happen.
I think that memo that was published by Mr. Barr was published specifically for one office in the United States of America. One office.
Even though the investigations are already underway, mm-hmm. So it's not just you can't initiate the investigations.
Well, the investigations are underway, but there are various phases of investigations. You could be doing your preliminary investigation and independently obtain a lot of information and move your investigation into the subpoena phase, right?
Like Lev Parnas.
You know, oddly, I don't think it's a bad rule. I wish it had been in effect in 2016. You would not have had the incidents with Comey going crazy and making his pronouncements and then announcing 11 days. I think if you had the DOJ in charge then, we would have been in a better situation.
It's a little different, though. I think Comey definitely made a serious mistake.
And a series of them.
Many, many. But, you know, and there are policies when you work for a federal agency. You kind of lock things down 30 days before 60 days. I never appeared, for instance, with people running for office within like 6 months of their election. This is different. Yeah. There's wrongdoing. You can't start the investigation unless Bill Barr signs off on it.
But there is no other higher target than someone running for a presidential office.
Yes.
Is it different than at the New York Times? If you're going after the president, that has to be cleared by the top editor. Why is it? It's not in itself a bad law. It's that the caretaker in this case is Barr.
I have some experience here.
Yeah,
prosecutor, we call the election season the silly season. Mm-hmm. And we call it the silly season because you're going to have candidates, people who work in different campaigns, level every single kind of offense against one another. And so it's not that we stop looking into the offenses, it's that we don't comment on them
publicly.
And we would never do anything to impact the outcome of a race.
Like Comey did.
Comey,
who was trashed yesterday by the president, probably won the election for him, if you think about it. 1-800-323-9262. Joe, what do we got?
We have 128 people to go, $12,844. We only have 34 minutes to do it in.
Oh, boy.
We are so close to the $800,000 goal. But we need $12,844. Whatever you can do over the next half hour, please do it. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. We have a $5,000 challenge on top of all that.
We desperately need you. 1-800-323-9262. We have come so far.
We have, Joe.
Can't turn back now.
So close. 1-800-323-9262. Folks, I know you'll be there with us. I know you will.
I wish we had a whoosh.
And I know this is a whoosh, and you'll walk right to the phone, and you'll pick it up, and you'll dial 1-800-323-9262, or you'll do it at WAMC.org, and you'll make us whole, all of us. This is a time we can't afford to lose this radio station. You know it, and I know it. 1-800-323-9262. Joe.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262.
Six two.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My my screen just went a little kerfuffled.
Okay, so Doug wrote, Trump equals entertainment. The only thing I can think of is, are you not entertained? The people who follow politics are so wrapped up in how crazy Trump is and what he will say or do next. The people who don't typically follow politics love to watch the name-calling and fighting. That is, and I said, and in fighting, that is from Doug. Good morning, says Derek. Uncle Joe, what is this panel take about the chatter that Joe Biden is all of a sudden a non-contender because of the, quote, failure in Iowa? The reality is that Bernie and Mayor Pete received roughly 14% of the Democratic vote combined, which seems low to declare anything substantial. The media is calling Biden's downfall much too early, especially considering the total snafu in Iowa. And thanks from Derek. Okay, a couple of things on this, just so that everybody is on the same page.
We need $10,000, by the way.
Boy, $10,000. If you've got $1,000, it would be great.
We need $9,832.
Wow, it's really coming in now. 1-800-323-9262. Whatever it's worth, we're hearing on CNN and other places that Biden is not even contesting in
he's off the trail in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, that he's fired staff and other things. So it could be goodbye Biden.
He said it was a gut punch, and so he's looking at the numbers.
The whole premise of his campaign was he was the only one who could beat Trump, and I think that premise is now being called into question.
Okay, and we heard also from Paul, who said, you apparently missed another reason why the Republicans will continue to pledge allegiance to the president. He stated at the very beginning of his noontime rant, 190 judges and I have more.
All right, we're going to take a break at the bottom of the hour. We're going to give you a chance to get in here and help us. We 1-800-323-9262.
We have half an hour. 323-WAMC.
Yes, we do, and we need $9,562. We'll be right back.
You're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy. A cloud in the sky of blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me? Believe me, they knew. But you were the one who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Oh, you were driving me crazy. What did I do to you?
Good morning. Welcome back. And we are in the last throes of our roundtable discussion this morning. I will say when we went to break, we needed $9,300. We now need $7,900. Okay. $7,900.
$7,900. Let's go on break again. That worked.
Well, it gives them a chance. Right.
Wow. This is a very serious thing. We are so close to $800,000 for the first time in the lockbox. There's $5,000 on the table by a generous giver, right?
Yes, absolutely. Can I just focus on what you just said? Because I think, you know, we talk about all this stuff, but that is extraordinary. I mean, because you're absolutely right. The first time ever, $800,000 in the lockbox. That's extraordinary.
It is. And everybody's out there and they're doing it. And as we said in the beginning, we read some of Amber's figures, but incredibly, so many people, 5,530 donations when we began this.
Right.
Thousands and thousands of people. And I've been hearing from some people who, you know, there is some competitive types and they don't like you or they don't do this. They're saying, okay, Alan, let's let all that go now. We have to put the money in. This is so serious.
78 people now will do it. We only have 25 minutes to do it in. 78
that's
people
nothing.
And we, that's right, 25 minutes is not a long time to make $7,800. We have $5,000 at stake. This will bring us to the $800,000 point and to our goal for the lockbox before the fund drive officially begins on Monday morning at 6 a.m. with Alan and Ray.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Now, Joe, I hope you have some panelists ready for the roundtable, because it's conceivable if we do real well on this weekend, we have a big match coming. You want to explain that?
Yes. So if assuming we do this, we're going to have, you know, what we're going to try to do is make $50,000 over the weekend to bring us to $900,000. And then when we come in the morning, when Alan and Ray take over at 6 a.m., to get it done before 9 o'clock, and we'll have a full panel. And as I said before, we won't be talking about Fund Drive. We'll be talking about the issues, and we'll be getting back to regular programming, which is what we've been striving for all along.
Can't run the car without the gas. It's
That's
that
right.
simple.
Absolutely.
Or the electric plug-in.
Or the I stand so corrected. Judith, on that question, just very quickly, because I know you're our Ms. Environment and all of the rest, are there enough gas stations that are putting the electric chargers in?
No, it's a real problem, the lack of public charging stations, particularly in New York. So you can charge at home. It's almost like a long extension cord.
You could charge at Macy's.
But at Macy's at Colony Center, they only have the Tesla chargers.
Which take up a lot of room.
They take up a lot of room. And also, Tesla charging stations are different from all the other electric cars that need to charge. So I really wish Tesla and the other car companies would have a compatible charging capability, particularly for public charging stations.
As they said in Oklahoma, the cowboy and the something can be friends. The farmers and the cowboys can be friends.
So Tesla and Toyota can be friends.
Joe, where are we now? We'll have Sarah LeDoux come in and sing that for us.
I'm sure she'll love to. $7,300. $7,300. We have...
Uh-oh.
23 minutes to do it in. 1-800-323-9262.
How much?
$7,300.
This can be done. I see the whoosh coming. I'm going to get my surfboard.
So? You think so, David? You know,
I'm hopeful. Your listeners have never let you down.
It's your credibility on the
line, actually, David. Actually,
you went out there.
I just want to correct you, David. We have lost these. And it's been horrible when it happens. You know, it's like watching a Trump press conference.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, it's very disappointing.
1-800. You come out feeling gutted both ways.
Yeah. 1-800-323-9262. Joe, you got to keep your eye on the ball there. We are so close.
So on it.
Let me join $7,000 in the horror, but we've never lost it on a Friday morning panel, right?
This could be the one.
Well, I don't want this to be the one, but Aaron Pacetti is not here today. So if we don't make it, he is going to say that it was us.
We could not
well,
make it.
Because we didn't discuss the jobs
That's
report
right. There was a
detail.
Jobs report, and Aaron wasn't here, and had we done it, we would have had the 7,000
by now. Do we know what the jobs report said?
It was positive.
Positive, right?
Let's talk about recycling.
1-800-323.
Let's talk
let's
about
some letters
the coronavirus.
1-800-323-9262. All right, we'll go to some letters, then we'll do the correct. We need $7,000. So how many do you have there, Alan?
I got about three.
Okay, great. Okay. We'll do those, and then
Nancy
we'll do coronavirus.
Nancy Pelosi deserves some airtime for her quality press conferences yesterday. Could you talk about some positive leadership rather than sociopathic bullying for a while? Thanks, Michelle in Highland.
Nancy.
Well, let's talk about positive leadership, because I'm going to say this, but I don't want to appear as though I believe the man has changed and we're all good, because we're not. I am not a Mitt Romney fan. I'm not a capital corporate raider, Republican.
Bain capital, and
that's who Mitt Romney is. But what was so refreshing about what Romney did was it took us back to a time when people could have disagreements, mm-hmm. but still had an ethic. Their morals were tethered to something.
20 right? minutes to go. 1-800-323-9262.
So, it's the so that was refreshing. It was perhaps the most difficult thing to do on the most glaring of stages. And I really have to applaud him for that.
Romney's father changed his position on the Vietnam War after he was
said he was
in
brainwashed
office.
By the generals, and that was bold too. Mm-hmm. Also, ultimately hopeless, the same as Mitt Romney. I wished he had worked harder to change the mind of some other colleagues.
You don't get to put that on him.
Nor do
we.
I do. We just don't know.
I do.
Okay?
Lisa Murkowski, very disappointed.
We have 20 minutes to make $6,700, and I realize we're not battling here. We're just we want to get
two dialogues.
Yeah, that's fine.
George
that's
says,
good. "We'll do it."
George says, "The country."
One's like the scrawl on the bottom. Go ahead. Yeah.
George says, "The country. It's the culture, stupid. We are in love with serial killers, drag queens, and mega preachers." Yesterday's rant was
that's
the
true.
Theater of the absurd. Become real. Where is the satirist who can beat him?
That's true. I worked for years for an organization that went after organized crime. And the mafia, the bad guys, the thugs, we make movies out of them. We do Pulp Fiction. Mm-hmm. They are beloved. We like bad guys. And the only way that you ever did any good was finally an Italian journalist began portraying these thugs as the killers, the murderers, the horrible people
they
really
were. So
you're
not critical of the movie Pulp Fiction, because I stopped watching the Oscars when they lost to Forrest Gump. I'm just saying. You just raised a lot. What's
Gump,
that number again, Joe?
Movie.
I think Forrest Gump was the greatest movie.
Run, Forrest, run. I've got the braces. I'm with him. Go ahead.
So there was, I heard an author, I'm embarrassed, I can't remember his name, or his book was about how the evangelical right is making a real problem signing up with Trump, you know, abandoning all their their
principles.
Ethics for the judges. And he made an excellent point that I don't want to claim is mine, but I think is worth considering. And that is the evangelical right is now counting on the judges to advance their agenda for
correct.
The next
the
many,
in the culture wars,
many,
right.
many decades. And then they're not going to be as involved in the culture wars directly,
wow.
and that they're going to lose their influence slowly over time because they're conferring all of this power onto the judges. And I thought that was pretty insightful.
What's,
really
what's interesting is how much gas is in the car, Joe?
1-800-323-9262. We need $6,000, actually $5,989.
But we only have 18 minutes, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
18 minutes to make $5,900. 1-800-323-9262. So, you know, you come really far. You get to Wally World, and then you pull up, and the moose says that it's closed. That doesn't work. So you have to. David, do you get my reference?
Yes. Okay. I'm with you, man.
Thank you. 1-800-3 it's a National Lampoon Vacation reference. Okay. It's okay. 1-800-323-9262. The point is,
you got to risk it sometimes. You got to go
point,
for it.
Well, the point is that you can get so far, but still not get to where you want to be.
I'm not turned away, man. Don't turn me away. We drove all the way here.
Carl says, corruption in Albany County. We are consumed by the vast corruption at the federal level. How can we get a report from the DA about the anti-governmental corruption process and any ongoing investigations in Albany County? Carl and Delmar, I have no idea what this is about, and I know we don't have an awful lot of time to do that. David, do you want to respond?
$5,700.
Yes, Carl, we would never, ever, ever disclose ongoing investigations or any matter of public integrity as matters are being looked into.
Of course. That sounds like you're
even
doing
something.
Even
if it was Hillary's email?
Even if it was Hillary's email, and that's the distinct difference between
minutes.
Mr. Comey and in our office.
1-800-323-9262.
$5,400.
Oh, boy.
And we have 16 minutes
only
to do it
16
in.
16 minutes.
Okay, so I'm going to take a break. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll make $5,500.
Maybe it'll be there. Like,
that's
you
right.
know, on Christmas morning.
That's right.
Or
it's not that long
morning.
Of a break. It'll only be about 30 seconds, but we'll figure that out. We'll be right back.
It's only right that you should play the way you feel it.
Diane Reeves. We're listening to that this morning at Troy Music Hall, Troy Savings Bank Music Hall.
I love the Troy Music Hall.
Oh, isn't that a great place?
It's beautiful. Now they've got an elevator. It's really great.
February 9th, that's this Sunday at 3 p.m., troymusichall.org. We need $4,800. $4,800. The whoosh, I would say. The whoosh is happening. 1-800-323. Did you hear the whoosh?
14, I'm at the gate.
14 minutes. 14 minutes. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm standing next to that little wooden statue to see if I can actually qualify to go on the ride. Do not turn me away.
To which I say, dive.
Is there a difference between a whoosh and a flush?
Yes.
Okay.
Flush is the opposite of the whoosh.
Yes, because whoosh is positive. Flush gets rid of some stuff.
Yeah. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. We started several days ago trying to get to the $800,000 in the lockbox. Now we're down to the end of this where we are so close. We have a $5,000 challenge on the table. And all that is standing between us is $3,258.
KU, 1-800-323-9262. Dear friends of WAMC, people who are together in making a great radio station where we can all come and hear these honest discussions that keep going on and we keep hearing. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is when it really counts. I've heard from two people today who said, you know, Alan, I've never really liked you, but this is important. I'm putting something into the box here. 1-800-323-9262.
I love you, Alan.
There you go. I needed that.
Because you get all these letters. It's very human. You get all these letters saying how wonderful you are, how great it is, how wonderful the station is, and then one guy.
There's always one guy. Yeah, well, you do what you can.
That's right.
1-800-323-9262.
We need $3,000.
Old man Stephen Young, he had been a senator in U.S. Senators in the World by Matthews, I guess, and his famous quote was, he would write back to everybody. When somebody wrote a nasty letter, he'd say, "Dear sir, I think you should know some fool is writing me letters and signing your name." 1-800-323-9262.
We need exactly $3,000. We have 13 minutes to do it in. We are $3,000 away from making our $800,000 goal.
Oh, boy.
1-800-323-9262. The reason we have the urgency is because we get $5,000 if we do this in the next 12 minutes, 11 minutes, I guess.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
You
always have that drama, right?
There is urgency.
1-800-323-9262.
1-800-323-9262.
1-800-323-9262. And...
it's just you and me now, Joe. Our panelists are all busy on their cell phones. 1-800-323.
Well, we're not giving them much to do. I'll be honest with you.
I'm reaching out to people to try to get them. I want to feel the whoosh.
Just did an action alert.
How much left?
It's $2,600 is what we need.
$2,600?
Kishkas. 1-800-323-9262.
Oh, 11 minutes. 10 minutes. 10
minutes.
Oh,
boy.
Just say 5.
Oh, boy. Okay. 1-800-323-9262. And while we're on the subject, Joe, there's nobody that we should be thanking more than our wonderful Amber Sickles, who keeps track of all of this for us and who is the best fund drive director we have ever had. And
absolutely.
That is a high burnout job, and she has done it better than anybody I have ever known in my entire time.
She is not a burnout.
Since 1979.
Did you say burnout?
Yeah.
Burnout.
Oh. Well, it's a high burnout job.
Oh, okay.
Which is true, because it's a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so where are we, Joe?
We are $2,538 away.
Oh boy,
we can do that.
Okay, everybody, go back to your phones.
Joe, what do they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Amsterdam? Just to give you a Pulp Fiction trivia. What do they call?
I don't know.
I don't know that either.
I'm sorry.
So you didn't watch Pulp Fiction?
Well, I back in 1989.
But you watched Forrest Gump, right?
What is it?
I love Royale
with cheese.
Yeah.
Royalogies? I think you've got the coronavirus. Where are we now?
We're $2,500 away.
What about that coronavirus?
Terrible. 638 people have died so far.
I think if it was one person who was close to you who had died, we say, oh, 630 people. But you know,
it's growing. Every day in Asia, and you know, bringing it back to President Trump, do you think for a moment that he is spending any time
in his office? The federal government actually in the U.S. is doing quite a lot, more than other places, and that's kind of impressive.
But remember, the CDC budget has been slashed.
That's true.
And a number of doctors have said that the Trump administration doesn't have the decision-making infrastructure in place at the highest level to effectively deal with it. I don't doubt that.
I think this is where the deep state will save us again, because
hopefully,
there are people. The CDC does
have it. You keep saying deep
it.
State. How about we just say loyal, patriotic employees
career.
Of the
government.
That's
what it is. Exactly. I think the deep state is positive.
But the CDC
right?
cuts are quite the CDC cuts are quite significant.
They are.
Well, how does California handle this with the influx?
Or Seattle. Yeah, Washington is worried about it because they have Chinese people coming in.
This is the part that really frustrates me, and I think I'm you know, now channeling the ghost of Pacetti, is that
$2,000
the Chinese government has worked so hard to suppress information from getting out because of all of the various production chains that exist, and companies right now are trying to make the decision as to whether or not they're going to be restructuring their production chains.
Yes.
And so the Chinese government has done all that it can to suppress. They even took the doctor who was studying out warnings. He's now passed, which...
Ibsen play, Enemy of the People.
Right. But what I'm worrying about is how did everybody in China learn about this doctor who was trying to warn, and here's the suppression, the information suppression coming from the dictators, and yet it's out there and everybody knows about it.
But it was social delayed. Media. It was significantly
it was much delayed. Yeah. I want to be on one of the cruise ships. Those are
scary
stories.
Oh, my
stories.
God.
I've never
you're
wanted
sitting
to go
there
on
waiting.
Yeah. I've never wanted to go on a cruise.
Now
I'm adamant about that.
Those people who are in their cabins.
Yeah, hearing moaning coughing. Next door. And even I have friends who are on cruises through Asia, and they can't stop. The ports are turning them away. They don't want you know, more infections. So you're there, and you're just sailing past the countries you're supposed to be.
Well, that's
visiting.
Fine. Hi.
Yeah.
How are you?
Out there.
We need $1,200 right now.
Oh,
we only have
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Yeah.
5 minutes.
Wow. 1-800-323-92. That's just for what we get out of a break. But 1-800-323-9262.
And even the measures that they're taking now are frightening. Like, you round up all these sick people and you put them in one giant place. It's like just like a vat of contagion. I would not want to be in central China.
This is going to get much worse. I was in Manhattan the last 2 days. I was there last week, and I noticed a fair number of Asian people wearing masks walking around Manhattan, and yesterday more wearing masks.
Only Asians or everybody?
Mostly Asian people.
Oh, boy.
That has been true. You know, I've
but nothing like
traveling in the...
Well, with SARS.
SARS, they have contended with this before. I don't know.
If
is
only
it really
masks
more
would
than...
do the job.
How are we doing?
$600. $600.
1-800-323-9262. You're doing a great job there, Joe. As always.
I'm trying to keep up here. We got $663 is what we need, and we're very close. We're very, very close, but we need you. 1-800-323-9262. Started out wanting $800,000 in the lockbox. We are now just $540 away from that.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That's enough.
We got to do this.
To make you think. And here is this radio station, which represents so much to so many people for so many different reasons, but really because right now we have to preserve this considering what's going on in this country and what you heard yesterday. 1-800-323-9262.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We can do this. We need $400 exactly, $400 right now, and we can do this.
Oh, boy.
1-800-300 now, $300. 1-800-323-9262. We need $300 in 3 minutes.
Wow. That's 1-800-323-9262. What if you gave a party and people didn't come?
That would be bad. That
would happened
be bad.
To me once on New Year's Eve.
Did it?
Oh, really?
It's fine.
That
I'm
sounds
over
bad.
It. It was
okay.
25 years ago.
We went to. Yeah,
sounds like you're not over.
Apparently, it doesn't fade.
About that time, Roselle and I went to a wedding on 96th Street. I remember that, and we got there, and it was a different day.
Oh,
don't you know?
Yeah,
we've all done that.
Yeah, it's bad.
At least you didn't have to travel far.
No, we walked across the street.
$153. $153.
Think about losing this because that's $5,000 challenge.
$153.
Because of $153, surely somebody will help us out here.
Surely.
I want the whoosh.
1-800. Oh, if we only had a whoosh. Oh, if we only had a whoosh. Whoosh. Rain. There you go. There's a whoosh. 1-800-323-9262.
When you wish upon a star.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Judith, you have anything to tell us about your plug one more time?
I'll be at Siena College this Wednesday at 6 p.m. talking about the need to reduce plastic pollution. FYI, everyone, New York State's plastic bag ban goes into effect March 1st. Don't switch from plastic to paper. Make sure you have good reusable bags. Leave them in your car, in your knapsack, in your purse, March 1st.
And then when you go into the house and you take the stuff out,
put
then bring them
into
back
the
in the car.
Car.
That's my
key
big
thing.
That's the big problem,
well,
isn't
well,
it?
It's just a little bit of adjustment. It's like seatbelts and not smoking cigarettes in airplanes and restaurants.
Yeah, okay. It's exactly like that.
It is.
I understand. David, you have anything you want to plug?
I do. As a matter of fact, we're going to be announcing very shortly a number of presentations on our redemption program, which seeks to assist people with prior criminal convictions get their records sealed or expunged.
Wow.
We think that that is a major, major step towards assisting thousands upon thousands of people from being able to get better
That's
jobs,
great.
Better housing, and other things like that.
Good stuff. Rosemary, anything to push?
International Women's Day, March 8th from 12 to 3 at the Beltron Senior Center in Colony. Officials are coming in. WAMC is sending some of its roundtable women to speak. There's more than 20 vendors coming. It should be cool.
Awesome.
And Alan and I have a big event we want to talk about. It's called the Fun Drive.
Starts Monday at 6 a.m.
I am pleased to report in the lockbox as of right now we have $800,574.
This is what a whoosh feels like.
Yeah,
this is
post whoosh. Yes. Yeah, it's very good.
Anybody have a cigarette?
We wish to buy. Apparently, it's
no plastic bags, no cigarettes, seatbelts.
We're $800,000.
Yay!
So excellent. Thank you all very much. Panel,
thanks.
Love
for,
you all. Thank you very much.
Thanks to everybody who's put something in.
And
this.
Yes, thanks
May
so much to everybody.
Next week be better than last week, although this was a nice way to end the week.
Absolutely. We'll be back after this.